This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Host.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool. It's an intermediate form.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like you can become a pupae form of Nyarlathotep if you'd like.
Yeah, so this is on the way to being the floating horror. Remember the episode where we just talked about things being cheesy?
Yes.
It's that.
Yes. Yes. You get cut by a certain rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become this. And this feels one of the most explicitly gamey things to me. Because, you know, one of the things that happens in media where you're stopping a cult from summoning a god is the god is in some kind of transitional state that you can stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a ticking clock.
Yes. 1d10 days to stop to stop this from turning into a full on floating horror.
Which is awesome. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you find grainy security camera footage outside a parking lot of this cult doing this. You know, you study it for a day. You find out, like, oh, you know, based on the angle of the stars and stuff like this, we have 6 days. It's already been one day. Mm-hmm. I have 5 days to identify this person.
Yes.
You know, using this thing and find this person before they bring the crawling chaos to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Like, this is done in one hook town.
It is made for hooks, it feels like. You just go around, like, test all of the Attic Stooges to see if they have bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to poke them. You know, check for fontanelles.
Hey, this closed?
Yeah. Room for one more.
Because like there's an amazing like body horror and dream horror element to this too. So there's body horror because you're getting jellified the entire time, and there's a dream horror aspect to this where during the entire 10-day coma you have like visions of mazes and there are monsters and stuff. And then and then Nyarlathotep comes up and says, "Hey, you're my chosen one, buddy."
Yeah, I'm you now. You know. And it's, if you think that it's not that big a deal to spend a bunch of time dreaming about mazes and monsters, just wait for Adaptation Decay.
Yeah.
Where we talk about how dreaming of mazes and monsters is more boring than you might think. it's pretty good. Yeah, I appreciate this. I'm gonna break the kayfabe, Cole, and I'm sorry to do it, but I can't not be honest. We lost recording, and I always feel so fucking weird when I have to try to like say the same jokes again like seconds later.
Yeah,
unless I have a buffer memory of one joke.
Yes,
but I have to go back more than one joke. I immediately feel like I can't do it.
Yeah, this is frustrating because we lost the back half of the episode.
Yeah,
so like 2 or 3 minutes of like a real natural back and forth.
Yeah, which we can try to represent, but you're going to see through it because you're smart.
Yes.
Listeners, you're going to know.
We're not that good at our jobs.
Just, no. Well, I mean, this what job is that? Like, I mean, I guess it's acting.
Yeah.
I guess it's memorizing lines and repeating them. Yeah. I guess that's a job. Oops.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.